Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. This story on Rowdy Tellez has grown legs, and they are big, thick, tree trunk-sized legs. They're like the big legs on the Willie Stargell statue outside of PNC Park. This Tellez thing, it's everywhere. Pat McAfee today. The Pirates are at it again. Ben Verlander, Justin Verlander's brother.
The Frank Stallone of baseball media.
The Rick Springfield.
Wait.
Isn't he Buffalo Springfield's brother?
I thought Buffalo Springfield was a band.
Did Bruce Springsteen have kind of a weird brother?
Like a lackey brother?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a Roger Clinton? Wasn't there Billy Carter? Didn't some presidents have some fail brothers?
The Derek Watt of the Verlander family.
What did you like to always call Derek?
Tito Jackson. Ben Verlander saying the Pirates did Rowdy Tellez dirty. Giannotti, our old pal in New York today, was ripping the Pirates. Up in Toronto, they were crushing them on their big, huge radio station there because Tellez is a former Blue Jay.
In the most polite way possible, I'm sure, in Toronto.
Mackey in the Post-Gazette. Parado saying that the Pirates' cheapness knows no boundaries. So they are taking it on all fronts. Before we get into some more opinions from the three of us and our callers at 412-928-9370, I'm asking Donnie to hold off on the calls for a second, and then we'll get to them shortly here. Donnie has dubbed this the martyrdom of Rowdy Tellez, and he will explain why in a couple of minutes. I do think there's really one question for me that rises above all else and is by far the most important in this discussion. And it's sadly a question that, unless there's a reporter who's going to text us and give me the answer, there's no way of knowing the answer. How does Paul Skenes feel about it? If Paul Skenes looks at this and says, oh my God, this is the team I work for, and this is how they treat guys, uh-oh, then that would 100% affect my opinion of how this went down. If I found out in the next 10 minutes that Paul Skenes was like, you know what, screw Rowdy Tellez, not a good dude, didn't like him, not a good baseball player, didn't think he deserved $200,000, the him, don't let the door hit his big fanny on the way out, that would also affect my opinion on this. How he views the Pirates, honestly, is the most important thing to me because he's their golden goose.
But I don't think any...
He's the sun that this all revolves around.
Hold on, let me make sure.
Their solar system.
Let me make sure, I guess, that you are saying this or bringing this up as the biggest question in the context of, will this affect the chances that Paul Skenes... of Paul Skenes signing an extension that keeps him here beyond the prescribed 6 years?
Not only that, but like, does he even want to be here for 6 years? Who cares about even just, I mean, I should say who cares. Yes, ideally I'd like him to want to play for the Pirates and find a way to do an extension with the Pirates. But if he is really upset by this, mm-hmm. it could accelerate him wanting to get out of Pittsburgh.
I mean,
and that's the worst case scenario.
You know, I don't think he would be the kind of guy that, because of this, would pound the table and demand to be traded. But on the...
It could be the first step, though, Chris. It could be the first thing that's like, oh, I didn't know that this is how the Pirates... If he looks at it negatively, again, I don't know.
Well, he's not going to sign there for any kind of long-term deal that buys out any of his free agency. I'm very confident in saying that. In fact, I'd be flabbergasted if he did. I would tell him, if I were his people, you might think you're built different or you have different priorities. Go get every dollar you can. Don't buy out, don't offer up any of your free agent years. I would imagine Paul Skeens is probably, I'm not going to say indifferent. I don't really know because I'm not inside his head. And I guess my point on this one would be I have a different, bigger question.
But hold on a second, though. If you think somebody like Paul Skeens, who is that close to the situation, is indifferent, then one of the biggest things that people have said about this, which is how do Major League Baseball players view the Pirates after this decision? If Paul Skeens is indifferent, then I would assume
I don't think he's indifferent. I don't think any player that's in the players' union likes this stuff. I don't, regardless of whether they like their union brethren as people individually. A lot of guys hated AJ Pierzynski's guts throughout his major league career, to use one guy. But if I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, if there was a situation with AJ Pierzynski where it was him versus his team and by extension ownership, and they felt or he felt that he was getting shorted money in a shady way, I would think even players that didn't like him would take up his cause, because ultimately they're unified against a common enemy, for lack of a better word, which is the owners. That's how this whole thing works. So I would not say, I guess, then Paul Skeens is indifferent. Like, I would think virtually every other player in there, unless it's a guy who dreams of one day working for the league office, I would think he doesn't like it.
So this is why I'm saying it's a big deal. If it does grind his gears and upset Paul Skeens, we know what an ultra-competitive guy he is, how bad he wants to win. And I'm sure he's heard the narratives about the Pirates and how they care about winning. And now, if he feels the way I think he might feel and others think he could feel, then this is the first sign in them prioritizing something above winning that he doesn't hear about. He sees it play out firsthand. That's why I'm saying it's, and he doesn't strike me as a guy that's just going to want to wait around and play on bad baseball teams.
What happens this
until
off-season?
His contract's up?
What happens this offseason if and when they don't make any significant moves? Then what?
Yeah. Because
that's a much bigger story. If Bob Nutting gets cold feet because he handed Sherrington $30 million or so to play with in free agency, well, still not enough money, and Ben mostly lit it on fire.
Right, and that's why I feel like the Tellez thing, I'm not getting worked up as much about the Tellez thing as other people.
End of it? The people who are like Rowdy Tellez done horribly wrong, sort like personally aggrieved for Rowdy Tellez?
Uh-huh.
What
was the next part that you
I don't care about
said,
Rowdy,
or something else?
I don't care about Rowdy Tellez being like he's just the vessel by which this story came about. It's his plate appearances. I absolutely think it matters if you are going to be working on a pretty small budget that you attempt to do small little things that like show that you are a professional organization. I just read a big Athletic feature on the White Sox and what a joke they are under Reinsdorf.
Yeah.
About how when guys would get traded away, their former teammates would say, hey, congratulations on making it to the big leagues.
Yeah.
You're out of this org.
Yep.
I think the Pirates have a very similar reputation. I think there are things that an organization, and I'm not talking the owner, I'm talking even the GM who has some degree of agency, can do to just convince veterans that might want to be looking for their next team that, like, we are at bare minimum, we are a major league organization.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, not paying Rowdy Tellez $200,000 or not letting him get one more game of plate appearances to hit a bonus escalator, that's absolutely one of the things that other guys would take note of. It is. I firmly believe that. Like, I was thinking back to, like, little things Neil Huntington actually did that were the opposite of this, like just training guys who were veterans to contending teams for no return, just so people could say, hey, if you come to the Pirates as a veteran and the team's not winning, we're not going to just have you languishing here. We're going to attempt to do right by you. No attempt to do right by the player, to my knowledge, has been made here. And I'm not saying Rowdy Tellez is like some guy who's deserving of exquisite treatment, but
fair
my God, just let him have the four plate appearances.
Well, but I just think that this, that looking at it through this lens is appropriate. I don't think Rowdy Tellez deserved a bonus. And so if I don't think Rowdy Tellez deserved the bonus, I don't think he should have gotten this year that many at-bats or plate appearances. I just don't.
Why let it get this close then?
But if I'm telling you that I don't think that he deserved $200,000, then why should I get on the Pirates for not giving it to him? Just because he got close?
I mean, he was, I would argue that he did deserve it. He didn't have good numbers for the in like balance of the year, but when they actually got into being looked at as a sneaky potential playoff team, no one wants to see him when they get in. Oh. He was one of their two or three best offensive players for like a 90-day span,
yes,
Tony.
But the season's not 90 days. It's for 6 months. Just is Rowdy Tellez, tell me if either of these statements are false. Rowdy Tellez is not a good baseball player with no future with the Pirates.
He was definitely not a good baseball player for them. He was also their fourth highest OPS on the team, this year.
And Derek Shelton, Andy Haynes, and probably Ben Cherington should all be shown the door for that.
Well, they're not going to be.
Okay, but I shouldn't just give Rowdy Tellez $200,000 out of the goodness of my heart when he doesn't deserve it.
So again, why let it get this close to an escalator clause? Because this looks like actively malicious to do it when you're four plate appearances, one game's worth of plate appearances away. Here's what it looks like. Did you see, you don't have Instagram. David Sampson, who ran the Marlins,
yes,
their president,
yep,
went on Lebatard, and I think he's kind of doing a bit, but I know David Sampson from having had him on the show, this is how he actually feels. He said when he was there, they basically had a sheet that tracked everybody's incentive clause, like this stuff,
yeah,
and essentially would pull the rug out when they felt like they needed to. And his big complaint was, why did you not do this 3 weeks ago when no one would have noticed? But like that, he comes at it from a place of what I would call organizational malice, because I don't think anyone would argue the Marlins are a well-run franchise, would you?
No.
So I'm just saying, if the name of the game here is to try to get players better than Rowdy Tellez to come here at some point,
it appears,
then you would probably be, it would behoove you as an organization to be willing to take a $200,000 bath so that they can at least say, hey, we did right by a guy who maybe didn't deserve to have right done by him.
I just don't know what favor that would have curried them with people. If we found out,
I don't care about it currying favor with fans. I'm talking about trying to attract someone who might be a more useful free agent than Rowdy Tellez.
I guess that's just a big leap that I don't think I agree with. That giving Rowdy Tellez $200,000 gives them a better chance of signing who exactly in free agency? Pete Alonso?
Anybody?
Christian Walker?
Anybody who's better than what they have? Well, then the bigger impediment to them not signing those guys is that they don't want to play ball. They don't want to swim in that deep pool.
Exactly.
Then honestly, this is a non-story, and we should only harp on the one thing that is a story.
I just think that
Why are you not responding to that part of it?
What do you mean?
Well, I said then this is by that logic. If it's not going to help them get the big name free agents, or because we both agree that
the only way they're going to get free agents is if they offer more money than the next closest team, and it's always been that way. Why do you think Russell Martin signed here?
They had to beg him to take their money.
And he did, because it was more than any other of the 29 teams offered. That's
The price has gone significantly up for that kind of transaction anymore.
Because of Rowdy Tellez?
No, because like just prices have gone up in baseball.
No, I understand that, but I don't think now they're going to have to pay a Rowdy Tellez tax, where if a team wants $15 million a year, now they say 17 because of the way they treated Rowdy Tellez?
I am just in zero mood to defend them whatsoever based on the fact that this happened to take place with Rowdy Tellez, who nobody thought was a good baseball player. It's $200,000. It's a non-entity amount of money in Major League Baseball, and it just doesn't.
So
I don't think it reflects well whatsoever that a team pulled the rug out from under that. Clearly, I don't believe, for the record, I do not believe Ben Cherington at all when he says it had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I just don't believe him. I think it is a ridiculous look to pull that away. Four plate appearances
fair
shy.
Enough, but I also think it's ridiculous that you think he deserved the bonus.
I don't
he
care
stinks,
that it's
Chris.
Rowdy Tellez. The point is, the principle is that if it wasn't Rowdy Tellez, if it was a guy who maybe was 20 points higher on his OPS and like a 730 OPS guy, they would have done the same thing.
So how far does that go? So if Grandal was two games away or Taylor, you would have said, give them all bonuses? Every single one of them. Everyone.
The point here is,
I'm just asking you that question.
Because the bonus amounts of money are a pittance.
So just throw money at bad baseball players.
You named how many other players?
I named two more who aren't good.
$800,000.
Okay, but still, you're in the business of giving more money to bad players?
I don't understand
that.
I am in the business of not I am in the business of acting like I am in a multi-billion dollar, like I am one team in a multi-billion dollar organization.
You just heard Jeff Passan call out the Giants for the same crap, Chris. Are they not a big-time player in this?
Yes.
They've won three World Series in the last 15 years or 10
years.
And
I ripped them when they did that.
Okay, but I'm saying this is ubiquitous in baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a problem.
So why single out the Pirates for it?
Why be? Because I work in Pittsburgh, for the love of God.
Okay, but you still say it like this is a baseball thing.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have Chris polices every sport in every city and every team up as a feature so I can make sure we have equal time given.
I'm just surprised. I'm just saying that this is not a unique thing to Bob Nutting. It isn't.
I am aware, and that says a lot about Bob. The people who are also owners along with Bob.
Okay, but if
argument that we're trying to, that you're trying to misdirect here, that, Rowdy didn't deserve it, deserves got nothing to do with it.
Hold on a second.
Act like a real franchise now in Major League Baseball.
Fair enough, but
the Giants should too with J.D. Davis.
Okay, but my point is, if people are saying that free agents won't sign here because of what the Pirates did with Rowdy Tellez, is the same thing true for San Francisco now?
They went out and signed Matt Chapman, kind of rendering moot.
That's exactly. So all this is about, none of the optics matter if they offer more money to players in free agency.
Okay, then why don't we talk about that exclusively?
We just did. Your argument and many people's arguments have been, this hurts them with free agents. No, it doesn't. It does not.
But you're making an argument to say, like, this isn't a big deal by saying the real big deal we talk about that seems to have no solution or end in sight is the problem.
Whether they gave Rowdy Tellez if they gave him $500,000, that would not make me think, well, they're going to open up the pocketbooks now and they're going to give Pete Alonso a $200,000 deal. It just doesn't.
That's like saying, you know, like, that's like I would come into your house and I don't know, scrape one of the walls or something and you'd say, don't worry about it. The whole rest of the place
is
about
to fall down. So the argument to you is not, just so I hear you, it's not that this is a mistake because it hurts them with free agents.
Oh, no, I think it's absolutely a mistake because, among other things, it just makes them seem like a franchise that doesn't do base-level small things to take care of players. $200,000, I will stress again, is a drop in the bucket.
I know it is.
And I think it goes some small infinitesimal length with players to know that, hey, Tellez hit his number. Like, players are probably aware of that. Hey, Tellez says, you know, I had a $200,000 escalator. They probably could have DFA'd me. They let me hit the escalator. Wasn't the worst thing in the world. Blah, blah, blah. I certainly, like, the argument is such a bizarre one here that because people didn't like the guy that they should be almost lauded, it sounds like you're saying, for withholding
payment. No, I'm not saying they should be lauded.
You said he doesn't deserve the money.
He doesn't.
It sounds like you felt like they did the right thing to not give it to him.
I wouldn't have given him the bonus either.
So you are praising them and lauding them for doing that.
No, hold on.
You're saying they did exactly what you would have done.
Praising somebody and saying
that. Do you think what they did was a good thing? Yes or no?
No, I don't think the day that they did it was a good thing, but overall I would not have wanted to give him the bonus.
So you do think that ultimately not giving him the bonus was a good decision by the Pirates?
It was the right decision.
Okay, then that means good in my mind.
Okay.
If you're saying it's the right decision, you certainly aren't saying it's a bad thing.
But you actually you thought he was worth the bonus, which I am flabbergasted by. He sucks,
Chris. Who on their team was worth any bonus then?
No one.
O'Neill Cruz was an above-average player.
Well, he doesn't have performance-enhancing bonuses in his contract.
McCutcheon is an above-average player in Reynolds. Which, again, goes back to the point here. The guy who said it had nothing to do with money shouldn't even be in a position to be making those statements because he shouldn't have a job anymore.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.